People will smile in your face, but be quick to talk shit and gossip about you behind your back. So be careful how much you tell people, because you never know. You might be educating your enemy. And these days, it's hard to tell who's who.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining in. Please share all these podcasts. I really appreciate that. This is the official singles chart, official albums chart, and the official films chart, all produced on the 2nd of February, apart from the films chart, which is 2 days before. Okay, singles chart, here we go. 40, Sam Fender, 17, Going Under. 39, Noah Kahan, Northern Attitude. 38, Michael McCargie, Scared to Start. New entry, our first new entry into the chart this week. At 37, Justin Timberlake. Where's he been these days? For a while, I've not heard from him. And his single called Selfish. Maybe, perhaps he is selfish. 36, Olivia Rodrigo, Can't Catch Me Now. 35, Paul Russell, Lil Boothang. 34, Kenya Grace, Strangers. 33, Chris Brown, Angel Numbers, 10 Toes. New entry at 32, Skepta, Gas Me Up. New entry at 31, Megan Thee Stallion and Hiss. 30, Tate McRae, X's. 29, Songa, Toxic. 28, Weekend, Jenny, Lily Rose, Depp, one of the girls. 27, Kygo and AVA Max, whatever. 26, Sabrina Carpenter, Feather. 25, Zara Larsson and David Guetta, On My Love. 24, Ella Anderson, featuring Rudimental, Alibi. 23, Mitski, My Love, Mine All Mine. 22, Last Dinner Party, Nothing Matters. 21, Sonny Federer, MK Douglas and Asking. At 20, YG Marley, Praise Jah in the Moonlight. I do believe Jah in Jamaican is God. Don't quote me on that though. 19, Fred Again and Baby Keem, Leave Me Alone. 18, Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. 17, Billy Gillies featuring Anna Boylan, DNA Loving You. 16, Drake featuring Sexy Red and S&A, Richie Baby Daddy. 15, Flo Milli, Never Lose Me. 14, 21 Savage, Red Rum. Red Rum is a horse. 13, Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. 12, Dua Lipa, Houdini. 11, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. At 10, Weekend, Playboy, Carti, Madonna, and Popular. Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer, at 9. At 8, Noah Kahan and Sam Fender, Homesick. At 7, Tate McRae, Greedy. At 6, Casa Urrai, Debot Europe, Prada. At 5, Ariana Grande, Yes And. At 4, Jack Harlow, Loving On Me. 3, Teddy Swims, Lose Control. 2, Sophie Ellis Bextor, Murder On The Dance Floor. And at number 1, staying there, is Noah Kahan and Stick Season. So let's have a look at the album charts for this week. Alright, so here we go then, the official album chart. 40, Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday 2. 39, Maroon 5, Singles. 38, Drake, For All The Dogs. 37, Eminem, Curtain Call 2. 36, Ed Sheeran, Divide. 35, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Legend. 34, Lewis Capaldi, Divine and Uninspired to a Hellish Extent. At 33, S&A and the album SOS. 32, D-Bot Europe, Rolling Stone, a new entry. At 31, New Model Army, Unbroken. At 30, Oasis, Time Flies, 1994-2009. 29 is Lewis Capaldi, Broken by Desire to a Heavenly Scent. Strange title. 28, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. 27, Michael Jackson, The Essential. 26, Green Day, Saviours. 25, Teddy Swims, I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 1. 24, Queen, Greatest Hits. At 23, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. In the entry at 22, Gruff Reese, Sadness Sets Me Free. 21, 21 Savage, American Dream. At 20, Taylor Swift, Reputation. At 19, Arctic Monkeys, AM. At 18, Taylor Swift, Folklore. At 17, Taylor Swift, Lover. Olivia Rodrigo, Sour, is at 16. And Taylor Swift, Midnights, is at 15. Olivia Rodrigo, Guts, is at 14. Elton John's, Diamonds, at 13. At 12, Gold, Greatest Hits, and ABBA. Well, ABBA, Gold, Greatest Hits, of course. 11, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. A new entry at 10, Frank Carter, The Rattlesnakes, Dark Rainbow. At 9, Eminem, Curtain Call of Hits. Taylor Swift is back in at number 8, and that is her album, 1989. At 7, new entry, Future Islands, People Who Aren't There Anymore. At 6, Weekend, The Highlights. At 5, new entry, Tom Odell, Black Friday. At 4, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. At 3, new entry, Smile, Wall of Eyes. At 2, new entry, Raytons, Ballad of Bystander. And James Arthur, brand new in at number 1. His new album, Bittersweet Love, straight into number 1. And there you go, there is your chart. The album chart for this week. First produced 2nd of February 2024. Here comes the film chart. Right, so at 40, this is the film chart. At 40, re-entry, Operation Mincemeat. At 39, Downton Abbey, A New Era. At 38, Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. 37, Past Lives. 36, The Batman. 35, The Twilight Saga, New Moon. A new entry at 34, Carrie. I'm sure that's a film that's been about a very, very long time. At 33, The Nun 2. At 32, Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. 31, Mean Girls. 30, Elvis. 29, Blue Beetle. 28, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Re-entry at 27, The Retirement Plan. 26, The Meg 2, The Trench. 25, Bullet Train. 24, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. 23, Transformers, Rise of the Beasts. The Exorcist Believer at 22. 21, No Hard Feelings. 20, Top Gun Maverick. 19, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. 18, Anatomy of a Fall. 17, Fast X. 16, Expendables. 15, Mission Possible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. 14, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. 13, The Super Mario Bros. Movie. At 12, Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. At 11, The Creator. At 10, Equalizer 3. At 9, Killers of the Flower Moon. At 8, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds. At 7, Barbie. 6 is Friday Nights at Freddy's. 5, Oppenheimer. 4, Trolls and Trolls Band Together. At 3, The Marvels. A new entry at number 2, and Wish. And straight into number 1 is Wonka. So there you go. That was actually produced on the 31st of January 2020. Four. So there you go, there is your singles, albums and films, all official from the officialcharts.com website. You can also go to that website as well, and to view more, much more charts, longer charts than top 40s, so you can see all what's going on below the top 40 singles and albums anyway. It only goes to 40 to 1 on the films. So hopefully you've enjoyed that one. There's nothing much more to say other than we can talk a little bit about the issue with TikTok and Universal Music. Pulling out all the artists because of a contractual dispute, which I don't know, that's crazy. I don't know what that's going to do to TikTok, but it's not very good. It's not good for the artists. It's actually made, until they sort it out, it's made them a little bit less richer, if you know what I mean. And I already see all the Universal musicians dropping like a stone, especially in the album chart this week. So it could be really bad for the artists. It could be very bad for Universal because, of course, these massive artists like Taylor Swift and all that could quite easily say, and Eminem as well, of course, you could say, well, I'm sorry, it's ruining my album, or it's ruining my song, and this is, the promotion was pushing, and it was, all the anything that promotes you, the 30 seconds of me recording, you know, taking that recording, putting it onto TikTok, massive. Oh, fucking, that's a great song. People buy it. Do you see? So, we shall see what happens with that one. At the moment, it's still as is. And I don't know whether TikTok are going to, and Universal are going to, grow up a bit and deal with it. But who knows? TikTok is a funny thing these days. Very funny species indeed. And I genuinely believe they don't know what the hell they're doing. I really do genuinely believe that. but they're very clever too. It's all about the money. There you go. So take care, everyone. Stay safe out there. I'll be back again next Friday when I run down the top 40 singles, albums and films once more. Take care, everyone. Stay safe.